Larry, I was not able to reach Commissioner Trotter.
Oh, thank you, Jed. I think we'll begin. I hope that he will join us soon. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. My name is Larry Wood. I am the chair of the Local Boundary Commission. And we're coming back into session by call of the chair. This is a session for a decisional meeting that began on August 5. And it concerns a petition presented to us by the city of Soldotna for its proposed annexation of 2.63 square miles of a territory identified in this petition. Jed, would you please call the roll of the commission to determine whether we have a quorum?
Commissioner Harrington.
Present.
Commissioner Roberts.
Here.
Commissioner Gallahorn.
Here.
Commissioner Trotter. Commissioner Trotter, if you are online and muted, please indicate so in the chat if possible. But for now, it doesn't look like Commissioner Trotter is present. And Commissioner Wood?
Present.
And we also have online our legal counsel, Rebecca Polizzotto, and as well as Local Boundary Commission staff, Jedediah Smith.
And Robert Pearson.
And Robert Pearson, who is the supervisor of the LBC section.
Well, thank you, Jed. And again, good morning, everyone. I determine we have a quorum present in order to proceed today. I would like to acknowledge our LBC staff and those that Jed has also mentioned, Rebecca, and also Robert. Thank you for attending and assisting us. I'd like to extend a welcome to the members of our public, folks representing the city of Soldotna. Thank you for attending. Gentlemen, you've received a proposed agenda, actually it's a proposed amendment to our agenda from our decisional meeting. And what I'd like to entertain at this moment is a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Chair, I move to approve the agenda. Harrington.
Is there a second?
I will second for discussion. I then have a comment or question.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we amend the agenda from the August 5 decisional meeting. It's open for discussion. Commissioner Roberts.
Yeah, could you please explain to me, somebody, line item 7, request from City of Soldotna to provide supplemental statement. I mean, is that a request that we are seeking to approve or not approve? Or is that something
yes.
more than that?
Well, yes and no. And we'll explain more as we get to the agenda item. Commissioner Roberts, the City of Soldotna has requested an opportunity to make an additional presentation. And rather than get into that proposal now, I would rather take it up when we get to the agenda item. We'll be hearing their request and determining whether we should accept it under our rules.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any opposition to the motion to amend the agenda as presented to us? Hearing none, the agenda is amended. Gentlemen, our first item on the agenda is this, and I would entertain a motion for the commission to move into executive session with legal counsel and staff for the purpose of receiving privileged legal advice from the commission's counsel. Is there a motion to that effect?
I so move.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we move into executive session. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we now move into executive session. Gentlemen, Jed has sent us a GCI phone number to dial in. And Jed, is the best procedure for us to just leave the Zoom open or do we join it later? What do you recommend?
I will be keeping the Zoom meeting open because once I close it, it's closed forever. So I'm going to leave mine open, but you all can log off if you wish. But just make sure that your microphone's muted if you do stay logged on. But you can log off and then log back on when we emerge from the executive.
Can you go ahead and mute us from your end?
Done. Mr. Chair, I'd just like to maybe wait until we can make sure that Mr. Trotter can join us when we reconvene.
Oh, certainly, Jed. Got a beeping horn, so I better put me on mute.
Mr. Trotter has joined us. Oh, and Ms. Palazzotto is on the line as well. Mr. Chair, you're muted. So we're back online. Mr. Chair, it looks like maybe you're having a problem with your video feed. Can you hear us? We can't hear you.
It says it won't allow you to.
We can hear you now. I just, as a reminder to the commissioners, I have the control over your mute button. So everyone in the meeting is by default muted. I've unmuted the five commissioners as well as our legal counsel for this meeting. You can contact me in the chat if you're having problems. But Mr. Chair, the floor is yours. This video just froze again.
Jed, if, yeah, I'm having problems. Can you hear me?
Larry, your connection is really bad. It might be a good idea if you could just call in using the Zoom phone number. Okay, we can hear you and see you.
Okay. Whew, I thought I was lost in outer space. Okay, so we have now exited executive session back on the record in our decisional meeting. Thank you, everybody, for rejoining. The next item on our agenda is Commissioner's Declaration of Ex Parte Contact. Let me, and all of that, I lost my notes. Ah, here they are. So let me just provide this background. 3 AAC 110.500 prohibits ex parte contact and communication with any person other than LBC staff during the pendency of a petition. The cure for violation would be to remove the commissioner from the decisional process. However, 3 AAC 110 section 660 allows the commission by a vote of at least three members to suspend a procedural requirement, including section 500 that I just read, if the commission finds that strict adherence to the regulation would work injustice, would result in a substantially uninformed decision, or would not serve relevant constitutional principles and the broad public interest. So in a moment, nature of the he can continue to be.
Larry, unfortunately, your connection, you keep dropping out. We're sorry, we can't hear you.
Jed, can you hear me now?
You can. It does seem like you have a weak connection, though, and you're kind of dropping out.
You know, I'm going to go to the telephone. When I tried a moment ago, it said that this passcode did not exist, 113582. The number I have for the joining the telephone line is 253-215-8782. Is that correct?
Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, the phone number I have for joining by telephone is 1-253-215-8782. passcode 113582.
That's correct. Do you have the meeting ID? Did it ask you for the meeting ID number? Make sure that you use the meeting ID number, which is 836.
In the library.
The meeting ID number is 836-7575-5579.
Enter your meeting ID followed by pound.
The meeting ID, 113.
Nope. Larry. The meeting ID is a different number.
Oh, okay. What's that?
You entered 11.
The meeting ID is 836-7575-5579.
Welcome to Zoom. Enter your meeting ID followed by pound.
Larry, can you hear us?
Shall I mute him?
I have requested that he unmute his phone. It said ask to unmute. I just hit that.
Did I make it?
Larry, I'm going to disconnect your video.
Okay. So I turned off my video. I don't know if that's good or bad, but here I am.
Great. Sounds great.
I'm sorry, people. Man. Okay. So what happened there is I think I lost my Wi-Fi signal.
Mr. Wood, this is Jed Smith, staff to the Local Boundary Commission. I just want to state for the record that Commissioner Trotter has joined us.
Okay. Hi, Clayton.
I'm here. Hi.
We have all five commissioners present.
Now, I was reading some prepared comments when I got disconnected. How much of that went through, if any?
None.
Okay. Well, let me give it a go. I'm not going to try to join via, how can I say this? Zoom right now for fear I'll lose the signal again. So I started out saying that we've moved to this item called Commissioner's Declaration of Ex Parte Contact. Here's some background. 3 AAC 110 section 500 prohibits ex parte contact and communication with any person other than LBC staff during the pendency of a petition, and the cure for a violation would be to remove the commissioner from the decisional process. Jed, can you hear that okay?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Well, okay, I'll continue. However, 3AAC 110 section 660 allows the commission by a vote of at least three members to suspend a procedural regulation, including section 500, if the commission finds that strict adherence to the regulation would work injustice, would result in a substantially uninformed decision, or would not serve relevant constitutional principles and the broad public interest. So here in a few minutes, beginning with Commissioner Harrington, I'm going to ask that Jed poll us commissioners and ask each one of us to state for the record whether they've had any contact with any person other than commission staff regarding the City of Soldotna's petition. If you have had that contact, identify who the contact was with, the nature of the contact, whether the commissioner views the contact as significant, and whether the commissioner believes he can continue to participate in an objective manner. So I'll poll the first commissioner, John Harrington.
Yes, sir. I did have one incidental contact. Dan Bockhorst, a longtime LBC staffer and longtime friend here in Ketchikan. At the end of the last meeting, I texted him sort of a humorous text that said, I hoped he wasn't watching the meeting. And he responded back that he hadn't watched the meeting, but he'd heard about it. That was basically what consisted of the conversation. And it was incidental, had no bearing whatsoever on the technical stuff. The only reason it became evident was Mr. Bockhorst was a provided testimony for the City of Soldotna. Thank you.
Thank you, John. And I believe that he's a longtime friend and associate on the borough there in Ketchikan.
Yes, I was on borough assembly when we hired Dan as our manager. I subsequently served two additional terms on the borough assembly with him, a term on the Planning Commission, a short stay on the school board, and as such, it's a long time for friendship. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, John. Well, as chair, I note that that is an insignificant contact, and the exclusion of John would not serve to help the commission make an informed decision. However, let me suggest a motion to waive the prohibition on ex parte contact with respect to the contact disclosed by the commissioner. Would anyone so move?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. We kind of crossed in the air there. The movement was, Jed, did you catch?
Moved by Gallahorn.
Second by
Clayton Trotter.
Thank you, Clayton. It's been moved and seconded that the prohibition on ex parte contact be waived with respect to Commissioner Harrington contact that he just reported. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, is there any objection to the motion? Hearing no objection, the motion passes. Jed, would you please poll the rest of the commissioners?
Commissioner Roberts.
No.
Commissioner Gallahorn.
No.
Commissioner Trotter.
No.
Commissioner Wood.
No.
Okay.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you all. We move to this item on the agenda, a request from the City of Soldotna to provide supplemental statement dated August 30, 2020. Jed, would you please read that request? It is a one-page letter of that date.
Yes, Mr. Wood, on August the 30th, the Local Boundary Commission staff received a letter from the City of Soldotna stating, The City of Soldotna requests the Commission suspend procedural requirements of 3 AAC 110-500 and 3 AAC 110-570A1, which limit presentations of material, to allow the City to address the pending motion to convert its legislative review petition into a local option petition. This request is submitted in pursuant to 3 AAC 110-660, which allows for the relaxation of procedural rules unless strictly provided for in the Constitution or state statute, if strict adherence would result in a substantially uninformed decision or would not serve constitutional principles. The City's primary interest is to inform the Commission of the constitutional principles providing for the legislative review as applied in prior decisions of the Commission. As explained in the attached proposed submission, the Commission has a long and unbroken history of approving legislative review petitions over objections that boundary decisions should be made determined by a popular vote. This includes approves where specific requests for conversion to local option petition have been voiced by respondents as well as members of the public. Past precedent establishes a consistent pattern of Commission application of the Alaska Constitution, Article 10, Section 12, favoring referral of approved petitions to the legislature. The Commission deserves to be informed of this history and precedent, or substantially uninformed decisions may result. In addition, the Commission may not be aware of all of the members of the public who provided testimony during the public hearing on Soldotna's petition. Only two are residents of the territory who would be eligible to vote in a local action election. These individuals both testified in favor of annexation. None of the business or landowners who testified in opposition to the City's petition would be eligible to vote in the territory. We respectfully ask that you submit this request to the vote of the Commission. Thank you. Sincerely, Stephanie Queen, Soldotna City Manager.
Thank you, Jed. And attached to the letter is what?
Attached to the letter is approximately four-page statement from the City of Soldotna regarding the pending motion to convert the annexation petition from legislative review to local option. I don't know if you want that needs to be read into the record or if we want to allow...
No, not at this point.
Chair?
Gentlemen, yeah, before, I don't know who spoke, but before I respond to that, at this point in time, it would be appropriate for a motion to be offered regarding this request. Someone spoke, and I'll cede to them.
Chair, this is Commissioner Roberts. I was going to make a motion to deny the request to allow the City of Soldotna to provide a supplemental statement. I can speak to that if I get a second.
Okay. Hearing no second, is there another motion?
Sure. Yes, Harrington.
Yes, sir.
I move to honor the request to put on the record the written document that is in there and to extend 5 days for any additional person who wishes to provide written documentation having to do with this question and decline any opportunity for verbal testimony.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there a second?
Second. Gallahorn.
Second by Kenny Gallahorn. Discussion.
Yes.
Mr. Roberts.
Yes. So what I'd like to point out is that unlike what the letter seems to imply, that the City of Soldotna didn't have the opportunity to talk about whether the process should move from legislative review to local option. They actually did address that. I mean, it's briefly in the petition on page 251, they talk about the role of the local boundary commission and what's possible. But more in depth when you look at the response to comments, page 4 through 6. So their answer encapsulates about 2 full pages dealing with a testifier's public comments about allowing the local option, and they address that in that response to the comments. So I think they had 2 full pages to make that case prior. By opening it up, we, of course, have to open it up to all sides. We have a time limit because the legislature coming up in January, we have to get through this process. If it is going to be for legislative review, there's an entire written documents that have to be done and a long process, and it may not be possible to make this year's legislative session. So I don't think it's appropriate that they've already answered, and I don't think it works well based on the timeline. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts. Let me note, in looking at the request, it really seems to have 2 facets. One is this history, which, thanks to the training we've received, we're aware of, at least in my point of view, regarding precedents and certainly we heard some testimony on precedents during the recent hearing. The second part of the request is something that none of us were aware of, in my view, that according to Saldatna, here's their last paragraph, the commission may not be aware that of all the members of the public who provided testimony during the public hearing on Saldatna's petition, only 2 are residents of the territory who would be eligible to vote in a local action election. These individuals both testified in favor of annexation. None of the business or landowners who testified in opposition to the city's petition would be eligible to vote in the territory. As I recollect from August 5 decisional meeting, the motion to convert, when it was proffered to us and then seconded, was supported by the thought that this ought to be submitted to local participation. So I tend to think, and concur, it's important to know whether there would be indeed local participation by those that were making comments, in particular comments in opposition. So those are the reasons. I'm going to vote primarily for this second piece, and I would support the motion that Jean has offered. Any other comments?
Yes, I would just say that knowing judges and knowing the process of, you know, potential litigation over this matter, judges like what they call full and fair opportunity to amend. And I think that if anybody wants to add anything to our record, and if we have time, I mean, Lance is saying some very cogent things about time frame, but if we can do it quickly, we should grant this motion and let people say what they want to say. I mean, it's just, if we have time, and I think we do it on a short time frame.
This is Commissioner Roberts. Yeah, I would like to just address one point that was brought up in the letter that you mentioned, and that was that only 2 of those living in the area to be annexed that would be able to vote had testified on that. And I'm not sure that that's true, but this is something that would definitely take more research. I don't think we should just accept it from this letter. There were a lot of people who testified both in letters and online about local option. That's why they addressed it for multiple pages in the response to comments, because there was a comment addressing it. Now, where that person lives, I don't know, but I would think that the state would need to do the study themselves if that was a pertinent point. I don't think we should accept that point as a fact. That is a conjecture that they're bringing forward, which may or may not be true, but we certainly haven't done the research to make sure of that. And I don't have the memory from every single commenter, and I don't know where every single commenter lives. So I don't believe that that factor itself should weigh in on this conversation. Thanks.
Thank you, Commissioner Roberts. And before that, it was Commissioner Trotter with his comments. Thank you, Commissioner. Speaking to Lance's last point, I think the motion would allow folks who disagree with the city's statement an opportunity to come forward. Give them those 5 days. Jed, can you indicate, would we put that up, that how would we get that notice out?
Mr. Chair, if we we would go through the regular process of publicly noticing meetings, we would post a notice on our website. I don't know if there would be time to advertise that in the newspaper, but we could certainly send it out to our listserv, post it in the online public notice system, and provide it to the city of Soldotna to post in the community. We would, as the motion states, 5 days for written testimony. I would assume that that means 5 business days, which would put this at about next Monday. We could close the acceptance of written comment next Monday at 5 p.m. And then, of course, staff would just need some time to compile those comments and distribute them to use to the commissioners. And then we would also need to set a date to reconvene the decision meeting. We could set that date today, or you could decide that at a later time.
Well, if we did not, if I call a recess, subject to a call of the chair, how much notice, if any notice, is needed to, I suppose some notice is required to let the public know when we'll be back in a decisional session. What's the minimum time frame, if any?
I probably would need to refer to counsel, but I would say, 48 to 72 hours. The benefit of setting the meeting date now is that we could simultaneously publicly notice the written comment period as well as reconvening the decisional meeting. And then we wouldn't have to go through two separate public notice processes.
Jed, if we were to close the comment period and the motion passed, I guess this is all part of that discussion. The 5 days close on Monday, the 26th. Could we conceivably meet as early as the 27th at 1:30?
I'm sorry, I miscounted. I think the public comment period would need to close on the 27th, Tuesday, the 27th.
But we could meet on Wednesday at 10 or 1:30, depending on the schedules of folks.
I think that would be adequate if the commissioners feel that they would have enough time to review those comments.
Okay, well, let's any further discussion on the motion, folks?
Yes, Gallahorn, just I'm a little concerned 5 days is not going to be enough time for the comments, for the folks to know that they have the opportunity to comment. One of the reasons I support doing this is so both sides have the opportunity to give their views in writing. And I know we are under a real time constraint. I understand that, but it's hard for me to think that we're giving the folks that may or may not be listening today enough time. Are we going to, how? We may or may not make the newspaper, I think was mentioned. So how do you plan on getting this out there to the public? That's who I am wanting to make sure that they are made aware of this. Is that really going to realistically?
Yeah. Kenny, what in your mind would be a minimum time frame?
That's a very good question. Very good question. I don't know. I mean, we need to get we need to give them as much time as possible. That's one of the reasons I supported this, but 5 days, in my opinion, is not enough time. Perhaps 10 days, I don't know the answer to that, but I honestly don't, but I certainly don't feel like we're giving the public the time to get notified of this, for sure, in my opinion.
Thank you, Kenny. John, would you weigh in on that time frame you specified, 5 days?
I did the short time frame based on a understanding that we are under a tight timeline. So it'd be nice to extend it a day or two, but perhaps there are other methods we can use as well. Jed, do we have a database of people that have made contact on this petition? Would it be appropriate if we could electronically include the city of Soldotna's document in a notice to all those people of exactly what we are considering and wanting responses from the public on that as well?
Commissioner Harrington, this is Jed Smith. To answer your first question, we do have a record of everyone who has submitted comments at this point. It's not necessarily immediately readily available to communicate with them. Some of those comments were received via the U.S. Postal Service with no return address, so that would certainly prohibit us from reaching back out. But we do have a listserv, and at every opportunity, staff has encouraged any interested party to sign up for that listserv. The listserv is one of our primary methods for reaching out to members of the public and providing them with public notice. The second part of your question is absolutely yes. Through the online public notice system that the state of Alaska has, we can attach the document that the city of Soldotna provided. So that online public notice link typically goes out to any communication whenever we post a public notice.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Larry again. Jed, thinking about that time constraint that Lance is identifying, if we extended that 5 days, or we suggested the movement of the motion to extend it to 7 or 10 instead of 5 days, what does that do to our time frame?
Well, it certainly the time frame is we're certainly kind of squeezed on the time frame as it is. I believe the commission has 90 days from the time of the public hearing to issue a decision on this. 10 days would exceed that, but of course the regulation, I believe, is at 660. The commission can suspend its regulations. Is that, I'm just getting the, yes, it's 3 AAC 110-660. The commission can relax or suspend procedural regulations. So it could give us a couple of extra days beyond that 90-day deadline to do so. Of course, we would still need time to do the written decision and approve the written decision before it can go to the legislature. It'll be tight, but we do still have time to do that.
Thank you, Jed. Getting back to Kenny's point, I'm not sure 7 days is much different than five, but it feels different. Maybe I could, let's see, it was a motion by John with a second by Kenny, I think. Any thought, gentlemen, to modifying that motion from 5 to 7 days?
I'm quite content to have it go to 7, yes.
Yes, Kenny? I have no problem with that.
Are those...
May we then... go ahead.
This is Commissioner Roberts. Are those calendar or working days?
That's up to you. I'm reading those as business days. But it can be calendar days if the commission.
Yeah. Well, let's see. That would be next Tuesday, the 27th. That's one full week. And then we could meet if we If the movement and the second would agree to modify their motion thusly, and we said 7 calendar days, then we could meet perhaps on the 28th, the day after. So I will, as chair, consider the motion as modified with the permission of the movement and the second. Let me restate the motion, then I'll ask again if there's any further discussion. The motion, as I understand it, please correct me if I'm wrong, is to accept the written submission of the City of Soldotna and to provide comment, an opportunity for comment by the public regarding that submission within 7 calendar days. Any further discussion of the motion?
There was a second end part which said that we would not accept verbal testimony from the city or other
that's
people.
That's right. Yeah, Jed, I'm sorry, I get that wrong. Thank you, John. It would be some written comments only. Okay, that being the motion, is there any further discussion? Let's do a roll call vote since we're on the telephone and Zoom. Jed, would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Harrington?
Yes.
Commissioner Roberts?
No.
Commissioner Gallahorn?
No.
Commissioner Trotter?
Yes.
Commissioner Wood?
Yes.
The motion passes 3-2.
Thank you. General Wright, what I'm going to suggest in the next few minutes is that I recess this decisional meeting, the call of the chair, and that call would be made on Wednesday, 28th. What are your calendars, better in the morning or afternoon? I'm thinking either 10, Wednesday the 28th, or say 1:30 the 28th. Does anybody have a difficulty if we plan for 10 a.m. Wednesday, October 28th, for me to call the session back into order?
Yes. Wednesdays, in general, this right now are bad days for me. I would prefer to be on the 29th or 30th. Yeah, actually, the 29th would be best.
Okay. Can everyone do the 10 o'clock on the 29th of October, Thursday?
Yes.
That's fine with me.
And then Kenny?
Yes.
Okay, so look at the agenda.
Chair Wood?
Sir?
We are moving toward the item 8 on having to do with motions and discussion, and I'm going to request, since we are spending a lot of time dealing with this transformation to a public vote, that my amendment to the amendment last time, I think, is just getting in the way, and would love to have you throw that out as an amendment to the amendment this time, so we can focus solely on.
So in other words, yeah. So let's do this on, and then I'm going to recess. After we do this, I'm going to recess this session. And I'm looking at the agenda items, and all of this can wait for next week. But before I do, Jed, could you describe the status of the motions on the floor? Could you begin with the main motion and the succeeding motions? And then we can give John and his second opportunity to withdraw, as I think he's suggesting here.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Jed Smith, staff to the Local Boundary Commission. So the main motion on the floor was made on the August 4th meeting was a motion to approve the petition, and that was made by Commissioner Harrington and seconded by Commissioner Gallahorn. It was a motion to amend that motion to convert the petition to local action. That motion was made by Commissioner Roberts and seconded by Commissioner Trotter. The motion in question here that Commissioner Harrington is referring to, Commissioner Harrington made a motion to amend the amendment to allow the city of Soldotna to withdraw its petition if the conversion is made to local action. That motion to amend the amendment was made by Commissioner Trotter.
And the second?
Or excuse me, the motion was made by Commissioner Harrington and seconded by Commissioner Trotter.
Hey, John, as I understand it, you would like to withdraw that motion with the consent section who second, who is Mr. Trotter.
Actually, I would just like to have you declare it as out of order at this point, since our main focus is on that amendment to the motion to deal with whether or not we can have this as a public action item. And I think mine just gets in the way.
I have no objection if the chair decides how to amend it.
Well, John, I could rule it out of order, but not for that reason. I would prefer if you would simply withdraw it. I hear Mr. Trotter agreeing a second to withdraw the motion.
Clearly, that is my request to withdraw it, yes.
Okay, thank you both. So rather than get into those remaining motions today, we'll await the developments of next week. And we meet again. I'll call us back into session at 10 a.m. The 29th, I better write that down. It's 29th, which is Thursday. Okay, any further matters before I call us into recess?
Just to confirm, the 29th at 10 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah, that's a Thursday.
Okay.
This is Jed Smith, staff to the Local Boundary Commission. I will draw up a public notice advertising the written comment period through the 27th at 5 p.m. and also include with that a public notice for the reconvening of this meeting on the 29th at 10 a.m. also via Zoom.
Thank you, Chair. That's very appreciated. And by the way, before we go, I thank you again, Jed, for your help, Rebecca, for your assistance, all very appreciated. Gentlemen, thank you for checking in and for all of those listening. We appreciate the fact you've been here and been so patient. We'll see you next week, everyone.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
Have a good evening. Thanks.